Hey, friend, and welcome to the podcast today. I would guarantee there isn't a single person listening to this podcast that doesn't know or hasn't heard the fact that cardiovascular or aerobic exercise, whatever you want to call it, is good for them. Everyone knows that this is something they should be doing. And while some people seem to love to exercise, I happen to be one of those, there are some people that just do not. And maybe you are one of them. All you want to know is, how do I find some type of exercise that I enjoy? Well, we're going to be talking about five ways to find that thing that you will enjoy doing. So let's go. Hey, friend, welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, I'm starting today, and end it with, I'll start again tomorrow? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again, open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning. So you want to exercise. You really do, but you don't like to run, you don't like to swim, and you don't like to ride a bike. You don't like all the biggies that you think of when you think of exercise. I mean, everybody's told you that's what exercise is. Or maybe you just don't want to work out because you think that you're bad at it, that you are always picked last in games, and therefore you must be bad at exercise. Not true. But now people are telling you that you need exercise for your own health, to be healthy, to live longer, and to have more freedom as you age. But you have that I'm bad at exercise block. You just can't wrap your mind around finding something that you might enjoy doing. And you just keep rounding back to having to put on a pair of tennis shoes and go slog around the neighborhood. And that's the last thing that you want to do. So I've got you today. I've got five ways to help you find something that you enjoy doing in order to get in those 30 plus minutes that you need to be getting in 5 to 6 days a week. Are you ready? Okay. Oh, before we do that, though, a little refresher on the importance of cardiovascular or aerobic exercise, whatever you want to call it, in midlife. Just in case you didn't get the memo from your primary or the millions of other places that this message is being put out there. So I'm gonna roll off this list of benefits. Are you ready? It's long. So aerobic exercise can benefit the brain and joint health. It increases blood flow and decreases chances of stroke. It improves memory and thinking ability. It combats decline in brain function with age. It helps protect against developing Alzheimer's disease. It fights osteoporosis. It helps manage arthritis discomfort and maintains joint range of motion. That's a lot. But I'm not done yet. The increased circulation in aerobic activity leads to clearer and healthier skin. Staying active helps improve blood sugar control, decreases stress on the pancreas. Why is that important, you say? Well, the pancreas is the organ that helps convert the food you eat to energy, while also helping aid in digestion by reducing your chance of developing type 2 diabetes. It also improves good cholesterol levels while lowering blood fats. Physical exercise helps your energy by releasing endorphins, that's my favorite part, which gives you more and lasting energy throughout your day. And it helps you get to sleep at night. So if you've had trouble getting to sleep or staying asleep, exercise is going to be your friend. It also helps with weight loss and can help boost your mood and help control anxiety. So, long list, like I said, is that enough to make you say, okay, sign me up? Where do I get on that exercise bus? Well, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But I do understand that what you choose to spend your time doing, as far as exercise is concerned, has to be fun. And it has to be something that you prefer to do, or you're just not going to do it. Otherwise, it can feel like punishment and time that you could have been spending doing something else that you enjoy more. So let's investigate finding some exercise that you enjoy. Number one, let's think back to your childhood. What did you love doing? Did you play a sport that you haven't played in a really long time? Did you like to go out with your friends and ride bikes? Did you explore and climb trees? Did you go to the playground or jump rope? Did you love to dance? Now, most of these things you can still do as an adult, except maybe climb trees. Some people still might be able to, but yeah, I'm not climbing any trees. But if you enjoy climbing, and I have some friends who are ice climbers and who are mountain climbers, and they say, find yourself a climbing gym. We happen to have one in the town that I'm in, and it's a great place to go and get your climb on, and they have the right kind of equipment to be able to do that. Otherwise, you know, there are a lot of adult sports leagues playing all kinds of sports. So if you played soccer back in the day, but you're like, well, you know, where am I going to go play soccer now as an adult? I guarantee you there is an adult league close. You should check that out. Get on the internet. Check that out. Or what about just calling up a bunch of your friends for a friendly front yard game of football in the fall? That's always fun. As far as riding a bike, you know, it is always safer with people and with a helmet. And there are bicycle clubs all over this country, and I'm sure internationally, where people get together and they post rides of all different kinds of difficulty and lengths that you can go on and meet some new people. That's the other benefit. You get to meet new people. Maybe you can go out to a trail and hike and explore nature. That's a beautiful way to be outside. Or even go to the playground and play on the equipment. Now, don't be knocking any kids off off the jungle gym. Say, get out of my way, kid. But, you know, if you're there, if you're at a playground and you're there alone, you know, climb that jungle gym. Get on the swings. See if you can still jump out of it. Disclaimer, if you do that and get hurt, I didn't tell you to do that. What about jumping rope? Jumping rope is such an amazing exercise where you can get a great workout in a short amount of time. And dancing, that's my favorite. We did a lot of that growing up, you know, after football games, after basketball games at the sock hops. And dancing is so underrated and can be done right in your living room. My daughter and I have this thing. She doesn't live here anymore, but when we used to clean the house and we would always have music on, if a really good dance song would come on, we'd be like, dance party! And we would all run to the living room and dance during that song. You know, that is such great exercise and a great opportunity to bond with your kids for sure. Number two. Don't try one thing and then quit exercise altogether because you didn't like it. If you don't like one thing, choose something else. It's not that you don't like exercise per se. It's just that you haven't found the right exercise. If one thing doesn't float your boat, try something else. Do a little research. Try something else. Check out your local gyms or the YMCA and see what classes they have to offer. I guarantee you they have a myriad of classes, you know, from any kind of aerobic or step classes to spinning and kickboxing to who knows what. I haven't been to a gym in a while, and I guarantee you they're always coming up with new kinds of classes to take. And then check out other gyms. You know, some of them focus on specific types of working out. There are circuit gyms. There's CrossFit. So many like that. The other thing is that you don't have to settle into doing one activity every time you exercise. So if you say, okay, I'm going to jump rope, you don't have to jump rope 5 or 6 days a week. Change it up. Take a class one day, go on a walk the next day, a bike ride the next, and then maybe jump rope on the fourth day, just to keep changing up so that you don't get bored. There is nothing wrong with that. Number three, be willing to try something completely new, totally new. If you see pictures of people out on paddle boards, or you see people out on paddle boards and you're like, well, that looks kind of cool, see if you can rent one or borrow one and take it out and see if you enjoy that. Not crazy about tennis, or not able to do a full court tennis anymore. What about this new thing called pickleball with its smaller court and smaller racket? Try that out. Find somewhere to go and watch something new, and then check it out and find out how to get involved in that activity. You know, people are making a sport and exercise out of absolutely everything. So don't let having little to no experience be a stopping point for you. Give these things a try. If you like it, great. If you don't, oh well, you tried. On to something else. Number four, get competitive. You may not want to do any kind of exercise unless there's a competitive component or a competitive side to it. And there is nothing wrong with that. There are all kinds of competitive. There is a competitive in the moment, and then there is training to be competitive. So like bowling is a competitive in the moment type of sport for most of us. You know, you're looking for things where a score is kept, or leaderboards on platforms show up, like on Peloton and maybe at a place like Orange Theory. There are many types of competitive in the moment places, or you may want to train to be competitive in a sport. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about running, because that's what people automatically think of. You know, a lot of us as we age, we don't think that there are sports that where we can seriously compete and that we can be competitive in. And that's just simply not true. You know, there are masters categories or age divisions in most sports. I happen to be a masters cycling champion myself. And there is nothing better than training all week and competing to be a weekend warrior in a sport. I challenge you to try that. Number five. Now, you may be saying, you know, I would exercise, but I just don't have time every day to get outside or to drive somewhere else to do it. My thing is, just work out at home. Clear some space in a room and get on the internet and find a good exercise class to take. There are so many free or low cost ones. And the best thing about these is that they are predictable and that you can take them over and over and over. So if you know you have a certain amount of time and you've done this one workout that you know is 22 minutes and you have 22 minutes, go do that one. You can also get on a treadmill in your basement or a bike trainer. You can lift weights. You can do yoga. You can jump rope, do plyo. There's so many options available to you right in your house. And again, I mentioned, don't forget dancing in your living room. Very underrated. You know, there are so many sports and exercise activities that I haven't even talked about here that you try. And I'm going to mention just a few, just in case you may be looking for ideas, because I've mentioned a lot, and maybe one of them was like, ding, 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 I like that. So let me mention just a few others that you may not have thought of. You could try golfing, skiing, Any kind of skiing, winter or summer. Any kind of skating, rowing, tennis. I did mention that before. Volleyball, soccer, martial arts is a great, great exercise. You could go out to a barn and ride a horse. That's great exercise. I mean, the list is just immense. I wish I had time to mention it all, but there would be some that I might not even be aware of. You know, the possibilities of getting out and into some new or fresh air are so great that I dare you to find a reason not to get moving. Really, reflect back now on the benefits that I mentioned earlier in the episode about aerobic and cardiovascular exercise and tell me that you can afford to skip it. One day you're going to wish that you had started now, like in now, today, now. If you need a place to start, this is your wake-up call. Wake up. Get on it. I wish you luck in finding your thing or lots of things that you enjoy to do. I dare you to come back in a year and tell me that you regret trying any of it, because that's just not going to happen. So as a short recap, here are the 5 ways to go about finding an exercise that you might enjoy. Number 1, think about what you did and enjoyed as a kid. Number 2, try many different kinds and types of exercise. Don't give up after the first one that you didn't like. Number 3, try something totally new to you. You don't have to have any preconceived notions about it. Number 4, try something competitive if that gets your juices flowing. And number 5, find a workout that you can do at home if your time is short. Don't give up because you think you just don't have the capacity or time to do it. Getting your workout in and getting used to it, you know, it takes a bit of consistency. And if you need a place to start working on your consistency, you should definitely check out my You Deserve It notebook, goal tracker, planner, and journal. This is a place to go first thing in the morning to set your day's intentions, to practice gratitude, and to plan out your movement plan for the day, all while giving you a daily affirmation to fire you up to get it all done. It has 4 months of prompts, which is a great amount of time to develop a good habit and a good amount of time for achieving a goal that you set for yourself. Again, it's called the You Deserve It Notebook, and it's available on Amazon right now. Thank you for listening today, and if you have 30 seconds, scroll on down to the bottom and give this show a 5-star rating. You know, I love it when people do that, or when they leave a review on what they've liked about the show. It helps me to know what you want to hear about, so I can put a little time into that to present it to you, to give you some answers that you need. So, as I sign off, as always, remember to show as much compassion to others as you yourself need today. If you do that, you'll be making the world a better place. And how awesome would that feel? Much love to all of you. Get moving. See ya. Bye.